Mark, how about the funeral home? Ron, the funeral home is... Criswell Funeral Home is the funeral home. I read from Bill Luker's brief, stating that they are the people responsible for handling the funeral and burial arrangements for the decedent. Mark, and it was important for you to let them know, Ricky? Ron, yes, he was an extremely dangerous man, and I asked for some support in getting him arrested. Mark, that's because of handling funeral arrangements for Ms. Carter? Ron, that is correct. Mark, did you also write to the manager of the Florida Marlins? Ron, I wrote to the third base coach of the Oakland Athletics, who later became, yes, the manager of the Florida Marlins. Mark, and did you ask him to keep some sort of information he gave you under his hat? Ron, no, I told him the whole story about the Del Monte ketchup bottle that Simmons said that Dennis Smith, holding up a Del Monte ketchup bottle in his right hand on the witness stand, and Ricky Joe Simmons saying he raped the decedent with the ketchup bottle. I wrote to Renee and told him that that's the most shocking piece of evidence I've ever seen in the 44 years I've been alive. Mark, but you know that the Florida Marlins manager told some other people about it, is that right? Ron, probably so, because Renee Latchman is a good friend of mine. Mark, so is there something you've heard that makes you believe this? Ron, oh, yes, because I used to listen to Monday Night Football, and I listened to the World Series, and I've been listening to some reports on television and through the media that Del Monte ketchup bottle has become infamous. Mark, okay, you hear them talking. Ron, oh, yes, definitely so. Mark, on Monday night? Ron, definitely so. Mark, and during the World Series? Ron, it's a cheering pep squad sick ordeal I have to go through, but it's, nonetheless, necessary for me to get... Simmons confessed that he did, in fact, rape. Rape by instrumentation and rape by forcible sodomy and murder Deborah Sue Carter at her home at 1022 and a half East 8th Street, December the 8th, 1982. Mark, do you also hear Deborah Carter's name mentioned during... Ron, yes, I do. Mark, is this during Monday Night Football also? Ron, I hear Deborah Sue Carter's name continually. Mark, you don't have a TV in your cell, do you? Ron, I hear other people's television. I have heard them at Vanita. I had a television on death row. I definitely hear that I am associated with this horrible crime, and I'm doing my very dead-level best to clear my name of this stinking mess. Mark paused so everyone could catch a breath. Spectators exchanged looks. Others were frowning, trying not to make eye contact with anyone. Judge Landreth was writing something on his legal pad. The lawyers were scribbling, too, though putting sensible words together was not easy at the moment. From a lawyer's perspective, it was extremely difficult to examine an incompetent witness because no one, including the witness, knew what answers were likely to spew forth. Mark decided to just let him talk. In attendance for the Carter family was Christy Shepherd, Debbie's niece, who had grown up not far from the Williamsons. She was a licensed health counselor who'd spent years working with severely mentally ill adults. After a few minutes of listening to Ron, she was convinced. Later that day, she told her mother and Peggy Stillwell that Ron Williamson was a very sick man. Also watching, but for different reasons, was Dr. Curtis Grundy, Bill Peterson's chief witness. The questioning continued, though questions were unnecessary. Ron either ignored them or gave a quick answer before returning to Ricky Joe Simmons and rambling on until the next question cut him off. After 10 minutes on the stand, Mark Barrett had heard enough. Annette followed her brother and testified about his unstable thoughts and his obsession with Ricky Joe Simmons. Janet Chesley testified in detail about her representation of Ron and her efforts to get him moved into the special care unit at McAllister. She, too, described his non-stop ramblings about Ricky Joe Simmons and said that he was unable to assist with his defense because he talked of nothing else. Ron was improving, in her opinion, and she was hopeful he would one day be able to get his new trial. But that day was still far away.